tough talk from the White House. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden promising to take action on a pipeline from Russia to Europe if Russia takes any action against Ukraine.
The notion that Nord Stream 2 would go forward with an invasion by the Russians is just not going to happen.
Nord Stream 2 is a natural gas pipeline from Russia to Germany. The president made the comments after a meeting with the new German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. President Biden has been working to solidify support among NATO nations for economic sanctions against Russia if it moves ahead with an invasion. About 100,000 Russian troops are assembled near the border with Ukraine. Saying the lower court acted too close to the 2022 election cycle, the Supreme Court has put on hold a lower court ruling that Alabama must draw new congressional districts before the 2022 elections. That means the upcoming elections will be conducted under a map drawn by Alabama's Republican-controlled legislature that contains one majority black district in a state where more than a quarter of the population is black. Ohio's Supreme Court has rejected a second set of state house district maps that retain strong Republican majorities as gerrymanders and sent them back to try again. The White House reacting as several states have announced they are preparing to end school mask mandates.
Our advice to every school district is to abide by public health guidelines. It continues to be at this point that the CDC is advising that masks can delay, reduce transmission. There are also a number of other mitigation measures that we've put in place, but that continues to be CDC guidance.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki, a short time ago, California announced it will end its mask mandate February 15th, but masks will still be required for school children, and it will lift its negative test requirement to visit hospitals and nursing homes. Connecticut, New Jersey, and Delaware have all announced changes to their mandates. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News.
A Chinese tennis player retracts a claim of sexual assault against a senior politician, but there's questions about the circumstances of the interview.
In a controlled interview, her first interview with a non-Chinese outlet since accusing a top official of sexual assault, tennis player Peng Shuai insisted concerns for her welfare were the result of a misunderstanding. She told French newspaper L'Equipe her allegations had been skewed. A Chinese official was in the room for the interview, which took place as Beijing hosts the Winter Olympics.
I think we need also to listen to her.
Olympic spokesperson Mark Adams wouldn't say if Peng appeared to be speaking freely.
It shouldn't be for us to judge whether there should be an investigation or not.
In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
A push from the White House to bolster unions.
70 policy proposals coming out of a White House task force report on organized labor that could make it easier for workers to unionize. The Labor Department reported last month that only about 10% of workers belonged to a union in 2021, down from 20% in 1983. Many of the proposals by the task force, chaired by Vice President Kamala Harris, focus on the federal government as an employer, allowing union organizers to talk with private contractors working for the government. Some agencies will set up preferences and guidelines for federal grants to foster union jobs. Other proposals include efforts to improve workers' rights awareness and enforce existing labor laws. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
A couple from northeastern Wisconsin have claimed half of a $632.6 million Powerball jackpot won last month. The Wisconsin Lottery Commission says Tammy and Cliff Webster, who live near Green Bay, won roughly $360 $15 million from the January 5th drawing. The Websters, who are members of the Oneida Nation, are taking the cash option of $225 million instead of annual payments, according to the lottery. After state and local taxes, they'll take home nearly $154 million. I'm Lee Silatara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.